little word can fell them. We all know this theory. We all know that line, and we probably all thought at one time or another, I wonder what that one little word is. Now, the source of all knowledge, whenever this comes up on Facebook discussions, the guesses range all over the place. Everything from tetelestai, it is finished, to boo, to Jesus, which, as we all remember, was the answer to at least 50% of the questions in confirmation class. Right? So for many years, I figured it was Jesus too. After all, the very next line says, the Word, that is Jesus, the incarnate Word, they still shall let remain, nor any thanks have for it. And that makes the most sense internally. That is, if you just read Luther's hymn on its own terms. But then someone pointed out to me that Luther actually commented toward the end of his life what he thought that one little word might be. Luther was writing one day about the books that one of his opponents had written against him, and he said, "For all such books, even if they were as many as 1,000 of them, are very easily refuted with the single word, devil, you lie." Just as that haughty beggar, Dr. Luther, sings so proudly and boldly in the words of his hymn, one little word shall fell him. In other words, this quote from Luther suggests that that one little word against the devil is liar. Well, we all know the devil is a big fat liar. Jesus puts it a lot stronger. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth because there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks out of his own character, for he is a liar and the father of lies. In contrast, though, Jesus says, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. So I wonder, could it be a both and with this hymn, with this one little word? Could it be that the only real antidote to the devil's lies in our lives, the only real weapon against this world's prince who may still scowl fierce as he will, the only lasting condemnation and verdict against this murderer and liar and all his works and all his ways is, in fact, Jesus? So that when we call the devil on his lies, and we say, devil, you lie, when we renounce him and all his works and all his ways in our baptism and every single day in repentance and faith, we can only really do that with the truth, which is Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life. God's Word incarnate, Jesus, our one.